You're listening to another episode of I Know What You Watched in the 90s and early 2000s.
I wish you.
Chicken to China.
You wear those shoes in.
It's tricky. It's so tight. Here we go.
Welcome to the final episode of I Know What You Watched in the 90s and early 2000s. This is Bryant.
Samantha.
Oh, God.
I am sad it's the last episode, but also the gods have cursed me and I am sick. So this is how I'm talking.
The 90s gods.
Yeah. They're
gods
mad that we're leaving. We're leaving
the
them
gods
in behind.
They said that's what you get.
I'm Jason and I'm fine.
I'm Cassie and I too am sad that this is the last one. We've kind of run out of movies to do. I mean, what number is this?
50? Something like that.
Ooh, so we could maybe
ending it at 50.
Okay. Ooh, nice. Well, that's a good number to end on.
I mean, not including the minisodes and extra stuff.
But yeah, I mean, in terms of our criteria, we've done all the big ones. You know, She's All That, Can't Hardly Wait, Scream, I Know What You Did Last Summer. It's been fun. We've hit all the big ones.
We've had a lot of locations.
We have.
Oh, my God, we have.
This is, I think, the fifth. Started in the living room around one mic. So everyone's volumes were all over the place.
It was bad. Is this a reminiscent episode? Are we actually
I guess we could do a reminiscent episode as an additional one.
That's the minisode.
Yeah.
But today we are doing the movie Drop Dead Gorgeous. Made in 1999 or released in 1999, directed by Michael Patrick Jan, J-A-N-N-N, Jan.
Sounds right to me.
Cool. Interesting movie. First impressions, Cassie.
Yeah, so I saw this movie when it came out in 1999. So I was, again, kind of a kid at that time. So the reason that I like this movie a lot is because a lot of my family is from North Dakota. And so whenever I watch this, just all of the things kind of remind me of them. And it's just funny to kind of like make fun of them sometimes because they always say, we don't talk like that, even though they do talk like that. And they say, you betcha all the time. And they sound just like it. And, you know, they have like their Lutheran clubs. And
is that a real thing? Because that seemed like an extreme thing. But I guess
no, like everybody there goes to like Lutheran church twice a week. I shouldn't say everyone, but just like growing up and being around them, that was a big thing that reminded me of this movie. And so they all talk like that. They act ridiculous. It's freezing cold. And what else? Yeah, it just reminds me of them. And I like to laugh at them. And so it kind of made it fun.
Do they offer you bars? Casseroles and stuff.
Yes. So like the casseroles, the bars, like the jello at someone's funeral,
the jello salad,
the fruit punch. Yeah. Like a funeral is just like a big like potluck with like these easy to make random foods that aren't really appropriate. And so, I don't know. I just felt like it was spot on. Like whoever made this movie has spent some time in North Dakota and Minnesota and they know what's going on up there.
I think this is based on like their childhood hometown.
Okay. Well, that makes sense. Cause it takes place in Minnesota, but it's very spot on for that area
up north.
Yeah.
And Samantha, your first impression.
I watched this movie yesterday for the first time. And as I was watching it, I was like, I bet Cassie really likes this movie because it reminds her of her family.
Yeah.
And because it has her favorite, one of her favorite things with a lot of people making unexpected choices and reactions to things.
That's true. Yeah.
It was an odd little movie. I was really rooting for Kirsten Dunst. I think I really like her. And it did a good job of making the unlikable people really unlikable.
Yeah.
Jesus. So that's it.
Cassie, that was a very touching story. And I'm glad you have a connection to this movie because I do not. Because I watched it yesterday and I just don't think it was for me. Wasn't made for me. And I don't know the pageant world very well. I don't want to after watching this movie. Crazy times in 1999 to put some of these jokes in there.
List. Mm-hmm. You just made Cassie
yeah, probably.
Yeah, like I wrote down.
You should just scratch my name all over it. There goes the Halloween party. Yep. I just didn't find it very funny. And I did like Kirsten Dunst in it. She plays a hell of a white trash girl. She seems to be that a lot. That role.
Does she?
She was that like in Spider-Man. Mary Jane was like trashy neighbors next door.
She looked kind of like trailer
park. Yeah.
Trashy, but like New York trailer park trashy.
Yeah. Smaller house trashy, I guess.
Small apartment trashy.
Yeah. What's her name? The crazy chick. Well, she did a fine job of being crazy.
Denise Richards?
Yeah. Yeah. Good job. I forgot that too. But yeah, I mean, I was glad it was 90 something minutes.
Short movie. It was like an hour and a half.
Yep. It went at least that long.
I did like all the contestants, seeing all the people who played the different contestants. That was fun.
Those are a lot of fun. Sorry.
No, I enjoyed those too. Some of them, which the dark haired one that gave her the outfit.
Brittany Murphy.
That was Brittany Murphy. I liked her. The girl that blew up, we never got to know.
Tammy?
The one on the tractor. I don't know.
Yeah.
It was Tammy.
Okay. But yeah.
Amy Adams.
Amy Adams was nuts. She was a little crazy in this movie. But it was fine. It wasn't the worst movie we've watched on here, and it wasn't the best.
Which is why we need to end the podcast. We're strictly in that zone of
case in point.
We're middling.
We've done all the big ones.
This is the average film.
Yeah.
No, I also watched it yesterday for the first time. And I really liked it. I thought it was very funny.
Yay!
I do like the mockumentary style of it. I thought that like really brought me back to like The Office. And I was like, this is great. I'm ready. And like, yeah, I think the jokes landed. I thought it was very funny. There were some stuff I'm like, okay. But that's mainly just words that were used in the 90s that like now is like, not so good. But yeah,
I used them a lot.
Yes. But I did enjoy it. I thought it was funny. It was very fun to see like all these people and then be like, holy shit, I know, like recognizing all these people, and it's like, this is wild. Yeah, it was good. Quick synopsis.
Go for it, Cassie. Your cousin is in this pad.
No, but I mean, she could have been.
Amber Atkins. It's
basically about her life. But yes, so quick synopsis. So there's a teen beauty pageant that's put on by a cosmetics company. Or no, it's actually a beauty pageant that's local, but the winner gets to go on and compete for this major.
Is it state?
It's like a state competition, and then like a
sponsored by this
cosmetics that I think is kind of based off loosely off Mary Kay. And so all of these girls from this small local town compete for seemingly small scholarships. Oh, they're like
$50, $75
to like a local tech school, but
of your choosing.
Yeah, of your choosing. But they're all very excited, and it's a big deal in this small town. Like, everybody remembers who won, and they do local commercials and they throw a parade for them. And so it's very important for the girls to win this pageant. And so they have called kind of like grown up, their moms have competed or their grandmas. And so they all want to compete for their chance to win. And then things start to take a turn as we find out that one of the moms will stop at nothing to get her daughter to win this pageant and go on to be the Miss Mary Kay of the queen of the pageant.
What's it called? Sarah Rose.
Yeah. Sarah Rose. Thank you. I couldn't think of the name of it, but yeah, Sarah Rose, which is essentially like Mary Kay.
Allegedly.
Yes. You can't get sued on our last episode.
Yeah. And so that's what it opens up. And we meet our first victim. who
yeah, how can you not like this movie, Jason?
but why were they murdering them? They already paid off the judges. She was going to win either way.
She didn't want to take any chances.
For a guarantee.
She had it with the judges.
Are you 100% sure that someone, even if you paid them off, they're not going to backstab you?
They did
you?
It. The other girl got, they did. The other girl got a standing ovation and she still lost while the other one fucking danced with Jesus on the cross. Like, sort of danced, rotated.
Yeah.
Her singing voice, I was like, that's what, if I had to do a performance right now, it would be like, I can hit two notes.
Like, that's what I just didn't get it because she had already paid them off. They were going to win. She did win, even though the other girl was better and still alive.
I think the fact that, so my question is that, was it the mom killing him or was it the mom and daughter doing
it? Because that was the thing I couldn't figure it out either.
If they killed that guy who, like, was the mom really that mad that that guy, like, Kirsten Dunst instead of her daughter?
I think it was both. I kind of thought that, so Becky was Denise Richards and she's
Becky with the good hair.
Yeah, she's the one that ultimately wins in the end. And her mom is Kirstie Alley.
Yes.
Right? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Her name is Gladys. And the two of them together are the ones that are just going to stop at nothing to get Becky to be the queen. And so the victims start piling up one by one. And I'm just curious to see what everyone's thought was when the first victim.
Two people, right? That we saw.
Made another one.
Tammy and Brett.
Maybe it's like a.
Made one deaf.
Victims in terms of like emotional damage and then like physical damage where they're no longer competition. Here. Yeah.
I mean, Gladys did end up, spoiler alert, killing Becky. So. Matt also won.
And then got mad at the audience.
I remember, I will say, when Tammy got blown up, my first thoughts, I was like, this girl is not a very good actress. I can't believe we're having, because I was like, they spent so long introducing so many contestants. I was like, I can't keep track of 10 people. How are we going to follow all their stories? And then Tammy, and I was like, she's not a very good actress. And then she got blown up. I'm like, oh. Well, maybe that's how they're
going to... Sam's making her own list of like, well, Tammy's gone.
Yeah, I'm like, oh, okay, so I don't have to keep track of her, thankfully.
At that point, when the first victim, Tammy, is riding her tractor, and to give a background, they say that this girl wins everything she does. She's the president of all the clubs and schools. She wins everything.
Oh, yeah, because she became president of the Lutheran Gun...
The Lutheran Gun Club, yeah. And so... Her entering, a lot of people were like, well, she wins everything. Is she going to win? But what was everyone's thought when you guys, because at that point, you don't know yet what's happening, but you just randomly see a girl blow up on a tractor.
I'm pretty sure my first thought was, what the fuck is this movie?
This is dark.
Like laughing, like, what the fuck is happening? What the fuck is this movie? Yeah. I was not thinking this was the movie what this movie was. I did not. See the mockumentary of it. I thought it was going to be like like regularly filmed movie, just like,
not a mockumentary.
Yeah. And it was just very like, okay, so this is it. And like, I think I was still waiting for that. I thought that like the introduction was like, oh, okay, that's just like a home video or like that, and then we'll get into like not a documentary style film, and then we never got there. I was like, oh, okay, so this is a movie. And then someone blew up on a tractor. I was like, what is this movie? So it was a lot.
I still wasn't sure what was happening at the time. I was pretty quick into the movie and I was still very confused at that point as to what was happening.
I that was not my first thought, but then they immediately showed the bad girls in the bathroom and being interviewed. And they're like, no way are we entering that. Did you see what happened to Tammy? I said, oh, that could be where this movie is going.
Yeah, I mean, like, yeah, I caught up at that point, but it was just.
Yeah, she first said reaction girls check in, but they don't check out.
Yeah.
And they were asking if the other girls in the school are going to compete in the pageant.
What was that pregnant girl's like, and they say smoking kills?
Yeah. So, I mean, it's crazy because like all of the girls knew, or a lot of people in the town knew something was up. but they continued to let the pageant happen. So
maybe it had never been this bad because this is the only year that Kirstie Alley's daughter was in it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it had gone. She didn't have any. She had no skin favorites in the game. In previous years.
True.
Because they say she won 17 years ago. Are we to believe that she got pregnant that same year and had a baby? Because if her daughter's 17.
Yeah.
And I was like.
I mean, happened to Amy Adams' character. Seemed
that's
like,
true.
And then got lost forever.
Her but post-credits was sad.
Oh, yeah. What did it say? Hasn't been heard.
Yeah, she was a dancer and disappeared in Thailand.
She went to some tech school to pay for a living to be a dancer. She hasn't been seen in so many years. Called this number and found.
Yeah. Yeah.
Poor girl.
It's definitely that boyfriend of hers. Disappeared.
There were some things that I was like, oh, that's interesting commentary on it, but it made me sad, kind of along like the anorexia ward.
Oh my god!
Oh my god, this is so sad.
That was like.
But also, I didn't realize that girl Elizabeth from Friends had been in so many things.
Two things that we've seen.
Three.
What was
She was in
this one.
This one.
Sugar and Spice.
Uh-huh. And she was also the hot chick. She was a redhead.
She was in the hot chick.
She's been in several that we've done. Yeah. She's always kind of a background character.
I do feel like she plays a lot of B characters.
I can see her in Sugar and Spice now that Sam said that, but I don't know what she was in Hot Chick. Don't remember that.
Yeah.
So one of my problems with it, and I think maybe what kept me from thinking it was as funny, is there were too many things. I was like, this is just real life. Like, there were these gun clubs. Every theme being so patriotic. Like, I was like, I don't want to know these people.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think it was just like they took it to an extreme. I was like.
An extreme in like 1990. I'm like, this is funny. But, and maybe those people have always existed to Cassie's point. But like, I feel in 2023, it's less funny.
All that's missing.
They're more out there.
This is an extreme. There are lots of people like this.
There's too many people like this.
And it'd be fine if they were just like dedicated to the pageant circuit, but they're expanding their reach and it's problematic.
Yeah. So at one point, like kind of towards the middle of the film, Becky actually tries to kill Amber by blowing up her trailer.
When her mom gets caught?
Gets the mom caught up in the explosion. And the mom has I don't know how she lived through that. Like, that's crazy.
Especially knowing that a beer can gets fused to her hand.
Literally melted into her skin.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How do you... What?
But everything else was fine.
Yeah. What explosion happened in that house that infused the beer can to your skin, but the rest of your body is fine?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not sure. And she saved what'd she save?
Tap shoes.
The tap shoes. She said she grabbed them as she was flying through the air.
yep. Sure.
With the Miller Lite infused into her hand, which. They didn't remove that right away at the hospital. No, for some reason, that stayed on for a while.
Why didn't they? If they were going to amputate it, why didn't they just
let's just let it sit and rot for a while before we do anything about this?
Let's bandage it. It'll be fine.
Yeah. So,
but you know how she did that? Becky did that, or her mom, whoever. But then Amber says that her dress was found on someone's roof. Totally still intact. Was that implying that they moved the dress before blowing the house up, or was it just a coincidence?
I think it was just a coincidence.
Oh, I thought okay.
Was
I thought
moving it, not the competition that blew up her app.
Oh, well, that's what I thought was weird.
I was thinking that like they threw it and then went to go blow up her house so that she would die.
Maybe they thought it was a very nice dress and they wanted it. That's kind of what I thought.
Maybe, who knows. A sad but funny thing that I thought it was funny was the contestant that was like, oh, a lot of people make the transition from pageants to acting. And then it goes to that pageant queen who's won in the past is like advertising for this sausage
brand. Right
there, yeah. That she works.
And then she's like, I love it so much. I work.
Yeah.
And that part I was like, oh, that is pretty sad, but also pretty.
Cassie, I forgot that I wrote this note. I wrote, the Tammy explosion was unexpected. So I guess it did hit me.
Yeah. And think of how sad that pageant would have been without Amber. So very glad that she didn't blow up, because then we would have been left with Becky
dancing with Jesus
on the stage.
So fucking weird.
What was the song that she sang?
I can't get enough of you. Wasn't it?
No. Was it?
Yeah, I thought so.
Oh, you're just too good.
Yeah.
That song.
Yeah. And the girl that did the dog barks. Huh? The girl that did the dog barks. Like, he would have been left with that for the talent show. We saw
Amy Adams cheerleading.
Yeah, and cheerleading. I guess that was entertaining, yeah. But still, Amber had the best act. Her tap dancing.
The dog.
That would have been a sad.
And
now
the beautiful German Shepherd. And it's like a really aggressive growl.
We saw most of the one girl who was made deaf, her routine dancing.
We did see a lot of hers
before she got knocked out by a light.
And she's so happy that she's
I was trying to figure out what I was like, is her mom deaf or like I know. She just was a big advocate for that community and was excited to be one.
Oh, I thought to her be mom part was of it. Deaf just because she signed.
Maybe. But she was signing throughout
the whole time, but like I don't know. I just took it as that because her mom started shaking her head.
Mm. I mean, yeah, her mom didn't talk, so maybe. Mm-mm. Maybe.
I did really like the part where Allison Janney was in this.
I liked it. Allison Janney. Was fun. She was
hilarious.
Fun.
She's always, well, I feel like
she's always good.
Where good track record. Kirsten Dunst is showing up, realizes her house is on, or her trailer was exploded, and she starts yelling, Mom, Mom. And the cop is like, are you family? Allison Jenny's like, no, she just has Tourette's. Like, why do you think that she's saying?
Yeah.
She had some good one-liners. Like, she, comebacks ready to go.
She really carried a lot of scenes as she was Loretta, and she was Amber's mom's best friend that lived a few trailers down and liked to come over and hang out. And I guess Amber's mom cut hair.
Definitely used to.
Yeah.
career was over after the explosion.
Yeah, but not since she got the beer can infused into her hand. She had to do something else probably. But yeah, but they would like come over and hang out, and the whole movie, like, Loretta's really advocating for Amber to win and get out of the town. And so she's like really encouraging the cameras to come in and film everything. Like, you know, when they kicked her out of the hospital room. And oh, yeah. Amber's mom was saying, like, you can't quit. She was like, come back in and film this. So she knew something was up, but she still wanted Amber to do the pageant. So a lot of this was like, for me, was like, all these people know something is up, but this pageant is still so important to them that they're going to like risk their lives to see it out.
Because they believe they
finish
can win.
It. Yeah.
They could change the judges' hearts.
$150.
Yeah. Was that the top prize?
I thought
prize?
It was $500.
The top, her, top, yeah.
Top was 500.
Second runner up was 50.
Third was 50.
Oh, second. Third was 50. 50.
First run, well, I guess, yeah, second runner up. Which
like,
that's
what they say.
Was it like 75?
I got second place.
Got third.
Yeah.
Yeah, for second place was 75. First place was 500, which I feel like that could have been distributed a little bit better, but.
Yeah.
Okay. And that girl definitely did. She's not going to a Votech. Becky was not.
She's
working.
Not going anywhere. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey. Except for that swan's belly. Except
for everybody's candy bowl in the parade.
Oh my God. Speaking of talent, I feel like we didn't comment on the fact that apparently the last year's winner, their talent was lip syncing.
Yeah.
Hey, they made like a whole show out of lip sync battles.
I guess that's true. So. If TikTok has taught us anything, it's a very important skill, but she was ahead of her time, I guess.
Ahead of her time. And then just also a very sad performance.
Yeah.
I like how the nurse started speeding up at different point.
I like that. Yeah. The nurse kind of like got a little into it.
Yeah.
I like when Becky's mom introduces her and says, and who could forget her lip syncing last year too? And then wheels her out on stage and she starts to do her lip sync.
She had a wig.
Yeah, she like how she ripped that crown off of her to give it to Becky. God, I was like, I am, you all are terrible people.
Terrible people. Yeah.
One of the things that I thought was hilarious too, so there was one female judge and she did not want to be part of this.
I think and that's so, the writer.
It is?
I think like it's either the writer or director or like someone.
Oh, okay.
Had a part in this movie. Like that was their cameo in this movie.
She was so upset and disgusted in like every single scene and just like horrified at what was happening. So I like the other two seemed like they wanted to do it.
Really wanted to do it.
Yeah.
One was too excited to do it.
Way too excited. But wait,
you have a camera? Why can't I have a camera?
Yeah.
I'm just watching young girls with my friends.
Name's literally John Doe.
Yeah. I thought that was funny.
That's pretty funny.
Yeah. I said when we were watching it, that lady judge who didn't say anything, I think that poor woman's face got stuck that way after this movie. Cause like the whole time she's just like,
yeah, completely disgusted. Even when, Becky's dad takes him to his furniture store. He owns a furniture store and he's bragging about how he rips people off. She just looks up back at the camera. I don't think she says anything the whole movie. No, she just shakes her head disgusted. Like, how did they convince her to be a judge?
Well, because she works for him, right?
Yeah.
Oh, she does?
I think so.
This whole time. I never caught on to that. Yeah. I've seen this movie.
So it was very clear, like, okay, they're rigging it because, this girl who works for the dad is going to obviously vote for his kid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they got the hardware store guy to paint everything so he would vote for him. And then the other guy, let me watch young girls and I'll do whatever you want.
Interesting. Interesting. So that's why they went to the mall to find people to judge.
Yeah.
Running theme, or I guess last time we'll be able to say this, movie where cops are bad at their job.
After some thorough investigation.
That guy, the one in the background, like looking at his nails the whole time.
Like not even giving a shit.
Like, I don't know. Apparently, though, cops were all the rage. I liked when the two camera teams met each other.
I wrote that down. Hey, John, hey, Eric. And they like gave high fives to each other.
Finally, was Cops the only reality show on at the time? Probably.
Yeah,
that's a good question. Probably was.
I think so. I guess
Real World was around.
Yeah, but they're not ambushing random people.
Cops was the only show of its ilk
that was ambushing people.
Yeah,
might still be. I don't know any other shows that
Cops is not on anymore.
Never
mind. Aw, R.I.P. Cops. Wanted to give a shout out to Little Baby Adams.
Little baby Amy.
Baby Amy Adams. She's really good at looking crazy.
It feels like the is it Isla Fisher?
Isla.
Like, I think it's that kind of just like, oh, you could really act this part.
I did not know. At first I thought she was like, just how she was dressed, I thought she was gonna be this super like Midwestern innocent, but like
doe-eyed.
Yeah, but just high energy girl. Mm. But she definitely was not. I was like, oh, different direction for this character.
She seemed pretty high energy.
She was.
She was very high energy, horny. But she was not. She was experienced.
Yeah. My favorite thing from Amy Adams' character is like when they're like, nervous? Yeah, I'm a little nervous. I'm about 2 weeks late. Or it's been about 2 weeks. And they're like, no, are you nervous about the competition? She's like, oh, about the pageant. Yeah, a little. Oh, no, she doesn't answer. She's like, oh, you're asking if I'm nervous about the pageant. It just made me laugh. That she's just like confess to them. And they're like, no, wrong thing. We're not asking about that at all.
Yeah.
The contestants did like the introduction of the contestants made me laugh.
Yeah. Did any of you guys notice that part where they were about to put on their show and getting ready for the pageant? The part when Amber accuses Becky of stealing her dress,
mm-hmm.
She at one point shoves her and says, "Bring it on."
No,
I heard that. I
was like, is this foreshadowing?
Because Bring It On,
she was already working on the script.
She was already
she'd been saying Bring It On for months.
Yeah, like maybe it just came out because she was working on both movies at once.
Bring It On was in 2000, right?
Yeah, so it was after this.
So this was probably, I mean, like she might have been reading it.
Or she manifested it.
Maybe.
Yeah.
She looked so much younger in this than she did in Bring It On, I feel. I mean, I think that, I'm sure it was how they dressed her and how they put her together. But yeah, I thought the direction this movie was going to take, because after the first pageant ended and then Becky blew up, there was still like 40 minutes
left. So much time left after the pageant was over.
Yeah,
I paused it. I was like, what the hell? We were so close.
So I thought when she went to the state one, the fact that everyone got sick, I thought it was going to turn into people thinking Amber was killing people off and she would then have to prove that she didn't.
I thought they were going to go like, that's how she's just going to keep winning. Just like everyone kind of, she comes up like first runner up and everyone else gets sick or dies.
Explodes.
Yeah. And like, she's like, oh, I guess I'm the national, I'm Miss America, I guess.
I mean, that's kind of what ended up happening, except for the fact that at the end, it was kind of funny, but very anticlimactic, where it was like, the company's out of money, so we're not holding this pageant anymore.
They got arrested for tax
by the IRS.
Yeah. Yeah. And nobody had any heads up.
No, and it was like, who paid for the bus to take them out there?
Yeah.
I mean, the people at the Nationals?
That was the state one. The state national one? Yeah. It's the one where
got sick. They were like, by the way, you're not staying at the hotel anymore, so you're going to have to find your own way.
They rushed everything
in the pageants in 8 hours.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like that was a sign of like, oh, they're running out of money.
What did she call it? They were like, we're staying at the Howard Johnson by the airport. We're going to the airport.
Oh my gosh. If two girls could have won and gone on to the next phase. One of my other favorite characters in this, even though they bowed out, was Brittany Murphy.
Me too.
As Lisa.
Lisa.
She was awesome. And I couldn't tell, like, this whole movie if she was breaking character or if she was supposed to be, but she was always, like, laughing in every scene or smirking. I think
she was supposed to be, like, a weird, quirky person.
Okay. Because even in the part where they start fighting and she yells, bring it on, she's kind of in the background just smirking like, oh my gosh, this is ridiculous. And she's smirking when they have to do the
kind of crazy.
The painted ladders when they have to dance with those.
I was wondering, is this also sabotage? But everyone's sabotage. Yeah, so no, this is just someone being dumb.
I guess it's a clue like they're running out of money.
The guy in the overalls that painted him.
Oh.
Hank? Or was Hank the brother?
I think
it was Hank.
The pageant lady says, what idiot paints stools right before the pageant?
Right after she says that. Interesting. Yeah.
But yeah, I agree. Brittany Mercy. Oh my God.
Brittany Mercy?
Brittany Mercy.
No one jumps on that, but Stephen Martin gets mentioned.
I'm sick. Brittany Murphy was also my favorite. One of my favorites. I really did like the dog girl too. She was so weird.
Yeah. She's
very odd.
I think they didn't go after her because she had the least chance of winning.
Yeah, they're like, she'll get herself out.
Just let her have her day.
Yeah. So
one of my favorite moments as well was I think the judge interviews where they're like, are you Amber Atkins? And she's like, yeah. He's like, okay. And then like turned to the question, was like, can you recall and spell or name and spell the United States in alphabetical order?
Yeah.
And then she's like, the beginning, she's like, she's like kind of struggling with it, and then it's just fast forward to like 3.5 minutes later. She's like, Wyoming, W, yeah. West Virginia.
Yeah. That was my favorite, was when she started out depressed, but then like she got to the so end, happy. She actually was doing it.
Yeah. Yeah. Reminded me of you, so we have to be like, West Virginia,
W. I could never, though. That sounds very hard.
Yeah, sounds yeah. nearly impossible to do without messing up at least once or forgetting the state.
No, I'm just, all right. See y'all tomorrow.
I guess I'm not it.
Yeah.
Man, so many funny parts.
Yeah, Cassie, what is your favorite funny part? Yeah.
I think one of the hardest that I laughed, like when I first saw this movie, was whenever Loretta and Annette, who's Amber's mom, were in the audience. And they're like, you know, laughing and
smoking, they're drunk as hell.
Smoking cigarettes, and she's on her pain meds, and she's got the beer can infused. And Becky Denise Richards comes out and starts to sing and dance with this statue of Jesus. And they were laughing so hard. And it just made me laugh so hard seeing their reaction to that.
During the Jesus dancing part, they cut to a kid who gives them some, like, weird, real serious side eye. It's just like, what the fuck is
this? Yeah, yeah.
Rightfully so.
Relatable moment for Jason.
That was a very yeah. strange performance. And you'd think her mom would have splurged for like a better Jesus statue.
Yeah.
Like
a crucified Jesus.
Yeah. On wheels.
Yeah. So that part, and then also the beginning, whenever, you know, it, this movie feels like a found footage film. And like, if somebody were to go back later and watch it, it would actually be pretty scary, because now that you know what happens and that people were actually getting killed off, you're like, yeah. this is some scary stuff. But the beginning, whenever they're doing that video and Becky's trying to make herself look good, and she goes and visits the anorexic patient, and Amber's like, what are you doing here? And then yeah, she's like, who are you? And then Becky tries to play it off and act like she's just dumb. She's like, look at her.
A bit that we do.
Yeah, this is a bit that we do. Who are you?
she has that same dopey face every time. Oh yeah. My god. Yeah,
that part gets me every time.
Have you ever had the what's the food that the librarian or whatever says is like a salted fish?
Gefilte fish or something like
yes.
that.
Yes. So that is popular, and I can't think of the name of it right now, but I whenever my watches with my mom the first time, my mom was like, remember great grandma Tilly always makes that? I was like, yeah. It's not good, but people do eat that a lot.
Okay, so you've had it.
I've had it, yeah. That lefse, other strange names of stuff that they eat, sauerkraut on pizza. Yeah,
it sounded horrid.
Yeah, it is.
Didn't sound very good. What was their mascot? Because the
it was a fish.
Boyfriend was doing like horns.
He was from
but she would
else.
Say muskies and do a fish thing.
Yeah, muskie's a fish.
Interesting.
It's a big, long, ugly fish.
How traumatizing would that be if you're like, well, first of all, working as an embalmer in high school is pretty traumatizing, but you're like, hey, yeah, I'm going to talk to this cute boy I like later tonight. And then someone brings him in for you to embalm. That'd be very traumatizing.
Yeah, that would mess you up. But it didn't deter Amber. She was like, I'm going to keep going and do this pageant, which again was the theme of this movie, is how crazy is it that they want to keep doing this pageant yeah. with all this stuff happening.
They're dropping dead gorgeously.
I did yeah. found it odd that she was working in the school cafeteria.
Yeah.
Like it was a prison. I mean, she's in part. School. She can't be working, which means they're not paying her. She's volunteering.
I bet they're paying her.
That's not.
With free lunch, thing. Probably.
Maybe she's earning her lunch. I really wish you would have gotten the chance yeah. to meet Diane Sawyer at the end.
That would have been cool. Yeah. I did like her bringing her up, just like Diane Sawyer.
Just grab that mic after that woman got shot in the head. Like, and we've had a reporter shot. I'm so and so here on the scene. Like goddamn.
I don't even feel like the reporter like let go or fell, dropped the mic. Like I think before she fell, she like picked it up and like I'm. Amber Atkins here with the shootout or whatever. It felt like she grabbed the mic before the reporter even fell to the ground.
Yeah, I don't know. She, you're fine. I'm going to do this now.
But it's one of those things where it seems like her life worked out fine, but because of a lot of really horrible things that she had to witness.
Like, none of it was good.
No.
I don't want to be that co-anchor with her.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, like... I guess I guess she did say that she killed people and that she should have killed Amber when she had the chance.
Just like her friend Tammy.
Did. Yeah. So I was going to say like, why did the mom, like how did the mom end up going to jail? But then remember that she kind of verbally confessed.
Yeah. She screamed it to the crowd.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, yeah, because outside of that, the cops were so bad, she probably wouldn't have gotten caught. So,
like, we can't ignore this one.
Yeah,
yeah, we can't.
No one can pay off. Pretty clear.
She's screaming that she did it to all these people. So I guess we're gonna have to arrest.
Still threatening another 17-year-old.
Yeah.
Well, that was so. You know, at one point in the jail cell, she says she's like on a call saying, "That little bitch better watch out. I know people." Like that never came back, really, unless that was the end.
It sort of did because. Well, not she really, was but shooter. She didn't said she escaped from prison on one, on the paper that pops up.
Right. Oh, I didn't see. Going through. I just saw know. That like she so was she the
made enough shooter. Friends to escape, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah, and she was a shooter at the where she helped Amber get a job.
She apparently murdered that news anchor.
Yeah, I really wish we would have found out if she was okay or not. Or did we just watch this woman die?
Which
off screen.
She's up there with like the sniper rifle.
Yeah.
And the letters shooting all these people. She clearly had a shot on the first woman with the microphone.
Yeah, like
she just doesn't shoot at Amber again after that. Maybe they took her down.
Maybe. Who knows? Strange movie.
It's a mystery.
Yeah. Hopefully it's not too similar to anything that's happened in your family, Cassie.
No, that part was not relatable, luckily.
No so, active shooters.
No, none of that. No, just the food part and the you betcha and the accents and you kind betcha. Of all the other stuff. But luckily not that part.
Good.
Yes.
That you know of.
That I know of.
Yeah.
That is true.
You never know.
Family secrets.
Secret.
I didn't write a whole lot. I was in it. I was in the movie.
I wrote, I think, two notes. One of them was the year this movie came out. And the other one was,
why?
Just didn't need to. There's nothing to really write. Why I wrote the year?
Yeah.
Because I like to know when these movies come out. And the other one was, oh my God, these adoptive parents.
Oh my God. Yeah, it was awful. The fact that they're like, that was kind of a funny reveal when they're like, she's the daughter that we never had her. And then they reveal like their actual daughter.
Oh, God.
I like that she was still a supportive sister. She's like, fine, I'll go to this pageant and wear her face.
She had a choice.
Yeah, I guess. I think we should do for our last one, everybody should do a WTF moment. We're going to have one last round of it.
Okay.
From this movie?
Yeah, from this movie.
I mean, I think
that was Jason's. Maybe.
That's a good one.
Yes, what else do you have to say about the adoptive parents?
Nothing. Just they terrified me for one. I felt so bad for that other daughter who's clearly doing fine, but not good enough. Or yeah.
American enough.
Yeah, American enough. And then they're just so mean.
English.
Yeah. Yeah. Followed by that word again that they use so much in this movie.
Oh my God.
And yes. Yeah, those two were nuts. Didn't care.
I did like that she introduced herself there as an Asian American at the pageant. Okay.
God damn it. WTF moment. I mean, Tammy blowing up on the threshold.
Tammy was pretty nuts.
Like, not what I was expecting. this movie to go.
I think, what's his name? Nate? Or what was the dude's name? Blaine?
Who?
I don't know. The guy who flirted with Kirsten Dunst and then died.
Brett?
Blaine?
I
think him coming up dead was unexpected.
Yeah.
Her tapping around her embalming work. I really like how much Kirsten Dunst commits, I will say.
Yeah. Her characters or herself?
I mean, it's her character. It's her profession.
Yeah. It did make me laugh. Like, I'm just really glad that I found a job that lets me practice. I was like, do they even know that you're practicing in there?
I guess she's not disturbing anyone with her practicing.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
The fact that they got to the, this was very unexpected, got to the Nationals level, and then it was empty, just like, and then these girls started rioting. And then Kirsten Dunst, which I guess this is a relatable moment, just gets back on the bus like, okay, I guess I'm going home.
Yeah.
And I guess like, was the bus driver just be like, I'm going to let them riot and then I'll give them a ride
back. Yeah, like, you're just going to let these girls with all this energy get back on the bus?
They're probably tired when they get back on the bus. Looks like some heavy shit to throw around.
Chris, she's like, I've seen enough of this. Too many people die around me. I'm just going to get
on this bus. They're going
to
blame me again.
Yeah, this building's going to collapse on top of all of them if I step foot out there. So I'm just going to get back on the bus.
I got to get out of here.
What's yours, WTF? Yes.
Yeah, so mine was when they get to phase two of the pageant, and it's in the Howard Johnson by the airport, and they serve them shellfish for lunch. And I don't remember exactly what Amber says, something about my mom always told me not to eat shellfish, and she gave like a funny reason, but I can't remember what it was.
Oh, don't never trust anything that can take its house with it or something, which is hilarious. You live in a trailer.
Yeah, exactly.
You never know when it's been last cleaned.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's what it was.
And so, and then everyone starts puking everywhere, and she's the only one that doesn't because she didn't eat the shellfish. And one of the
there was too much footage of puking.
She says, call an ambulance. And the other lady says, call a priest, for God's sake. And they're just trying to get through. And then at the end, they're like, yay, Amber won. And so they're like, now we can go home.
A weird moment of like that puking, or weird thing during that puking scene, was that it looked like some of them were in rooms and they came out of their rooms instead of going to the bathroom
to puke off the balcony.
Yeah, to puke into the hotel lobby instead of using the bathroom that's probably in their hotel room.
Thing is, if they had hotel rooms, they could have spent the night. You think?
I mean, it might have just been like for that hour, like they had to check out soon. I don't know.
I think the Howard Johnson by the airport's classier than in by the hour situation. I were to guess. I like that. No, I don't like this at all. It was weird that there was people were getting footage of the vomit from like, because you're supposed to think that's the mockumentary crew. They're like letting girls puke under their cameras. It was, you got to get out of there at that point.
Yeah. See you tomorrow. I did like, and this is kind of the same as Alice and Jenny, but the two phase two contests, the two heads of it just being shit canned the entire time. I did like that part.
Anything else? Disposable characters? Final disposable characters?
I don't know. I was going to say maybe Tammy, but she was essential in establishing what kind of movie this was.
I mean, the dog lady to me was disposable.
The contestant?
Yeah.
I mean, yeah.
That's why they didn't kill her off. She wasn't a threat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. I liked most of them.
It's a tight cast. Not too many people.
Yeah.
It's a tight movie, tight cast. No extra filler for the most part.
No, you gotta sense.
We're in and we're out.
Of what a Midwestern teen pageant is.
In and out. Okay, from King and Queen.
Pageant Queen.
Sorry. And King. Pageant Queens.
Yeah, because there was like two dudes in this movie. You're not.
Yeah, you're four. Options are...
Yeah, well, one of them died as soon as you met him.
Yeah.
The dad was a scumbag.
The judges were
also pretty scumbag. Awful.
Well, one of them was also a scumbag.
Yep.
The other one was just trying to live his life with his brother.
Yeah. It's just a rough one, that situation.
And then Amy Adams' boyfriend.
Right. And he sucked too.
He had some friends.
And the cops. And the cops. Some
cops.
And he had some friends.
Amy Adams' boyfriend had some friends.
Yeah, he kissed one of them.
Oh, yeah. It was weird
at the end. That's a WTF moment. Yeah. There it is. We found it.
Unexpected. But I like it. They were just like, yeah, we're guys, but we can still kiss when we're excited. That's fun.
Oh, one more WTF. Kirstie Alley, when that one wrestler comes up with his junk just kind of like in her face. He's like, hey, say hi to your parents for me.
Oh, yeah. That was
Oh, that's what she said.
That. Oh, yeah. She was trying to hit on him.
I thought she said, hello, Eric.
Oh, she said that first. And then he was talking back. And then she'll say hi to the family for me.
I didn't hear that part. Yeah. Interesting. Yeah, Kirstie Alley was weird in this movie. It
turns out she was also weird.
That too. She was like, I'm the hero.
Who wants to go first? Cassie?
Man, it's tough because, like you said, there's not many options for kings. And so I'm torn. I'm definitely going with Amber because she was my favorite. She's the reason why I like this movie. You know, her mom being and the Loretta and their whole dynamic and her getting out. I like it. And the other one, I'm going to go with Lisa, who made it possible for Amber to.
That was very nice.
To win and get there because she gave her her costume whenever Becky stole her dress and then she didn't have an approved costume. So happy for Lisa. Also loved her character. Thought she was great. So those are my picks.
Good ones.
I'm going to go number one of them, Allison Janney. Loved that she was just horned up and ready to go the entire time, bringing FedEx drivers into the house, trying to give the camera crew shots.
She was, yeah. Oh,
you God boys want some shots.
This is going to be a hard decision.
Yes. Getting after it at all times. And then the other one, Brittany Murphy. I'll go with her. Nice. I liked her more.
Good choices.
Even with the giggling?
Mm-hmm. It was endearing.
I pick Amber because, like I said, I'm realizing that, like, Kirsten Dunst might be one of my favorite actresses. She just commits. You gotta commit. At least in this movie, she was so cute when she was practicing her tapping and I was like, I just want my mom to see me dance. It was very sweet.
I just want to compete, not even wanting to win.
And I think, well, they probably wouldn't have ended up together, but I just think it's very traumatizing to think you're going to be getting a call from a boy and then he's dead. So I'm going to give it to Brett.
You have to do his makeup.
And you have to do his makeup.
Wild.
So I'm going to give it to Brett, and maybe in a different life, they can go at least have a little phone call.
Have at least a phone call. I think I'm going to go with, I think I'm going to go same as Jason, Brittany Murphy's character and Allison Janney's character.
Oh my gosh.
They were cool. I liked them.
Well, Brittany Murphy wins.
We have a three-way tie. Because it's two for Kirsten Dunst, two for Janney, and two for Brittany Murphy.
Three. Four. Did we all choose Brittany Murphy?
Just three.
Oh, you chose Brett, yeah.
So three for Brittany Murphy.
Yes.
And then two for the other ones.
So Brittany Murphy won.
Brittany Murphy won.
Yay.
Yay.
Burr, burr, burr. Final time. You just go?
It's weird. But I guess, do we say hear you later or do we say hear you never?
We might hear you. You might hear us later. Who knows?
We might come back and do some specials. Like we said, if I Know What You Did Last Summer, if they do make a sequel, we would do it.
Please
so.
Don't make a sequel.
No, I think they announced that they are.
We could do all the Screams, the rest of the Scream movies.
Mm-hmm.
Go on three on.
We've got options. Know what? Okay, you know what?
You let us know.
We won't change
never
it.
Never say never.
Never say never. I agree. Okay, ready then.
thank you so much for, I'm going to slow this down.
Oh, okay.
Thank you so much for listening to I Know What You Watch in the 90s and early 2000s. This is the final episode of this run.
That we know of.
That we know of. You can follow us on Instagram and Facebook at I Know What You Watch in the 90s. You can email us at I Know What You Watch in the 90s at gmail.com.
We'll never shut it down.
You can share, rate, subscribe all these past episodes that we've done, and this episode as well. Thank you so much for listening.
Yay, thank you.
3, 2, 1.
Hear you later.
Goodbye.